We very much a prayer for our children and our youth ministries. Always keep them on your heart and in your thoughts and your prayers. We're thankful for all those who volunteer, all those who sacrifice to be able to share the good news of the gospel with these young people. Be very much a prayer for them. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Acts, Acts chapter number 5. Our message is entitled today, "The Lord Makes a Way." The Lord makes a way. Now you may feel bound today. You may feel as though everything around you is coming upon you in a heavy fashion. I want you to know something, dear friends. The Lord God Almighty, who loves you and cares for you, praise His glorious name, He will make you a way. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, how do you know that the Lord will make me a way?" Because I tell you today, dear friends, in the Gospel of John chapter 14 and verse number 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by me." Dear friends, we are in the company today of the way maker. The book of Acts, in Acts chapter number 5, we want to begin reading in verse number 17. "Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, 'Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life.' When they had heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, 'The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within.'" Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this message upon our heart, He began to remind me of His faithfulness and His willingness for us to be able to serve. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. If there's a will, praise God, He'll make you a way. I believe, dear friends, on the authority of God's Word, that the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire, has a plan, and has provision made for each and every one of us so that we can be the very best, praise God, that we possibly can be. When you look here at the book of Acts, in Acts chapter number 5, you will find there, dear friend, that this is the second persecution of the church. The first one is found in Acts chapter number 4. And I thought about that a great deal. And the Holy Spirit reminded me just how relentless the adversary is. I want you to understand something today, dear friend. The devil will come at you and come at you and come at you. You see, he is relentless in his tactics, in his desire to tear you down, to hinder you in each and every way that he possibly can. Well, I want you to understand, 2,000 years has passed and his agenda is unchanged. If he can oppress you, he will. But listen, dear friends, the old disciples that was being persecuted in Acts chapter number 5, they were shaken but not forsaken. And they rose above all the anguish and hardship that they faced to glorify the living Lord. I want you to know something today, dear friends. If you're willing, praise God, He will make you able, because we today, as people of faith, can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this passage very closely, you will find there that the word speaks of the Pharisees. The Pharisees was those who condemned Christ. And now we see in Acts 5 that the Sadducees, who believed not in the resurrection, they had teamed up with the Pharisees. And it was the Sadducee sect that had a desire to destroy and to cause havoc in the church of the living God. But notice, when you look at this passage of Scripture, though they were bound, their hearts were sound because they was faithful to the cause of Christ. And the Bible tells us that the angel came. He shook the very prison to the core, and they were set free. They were set at liberty. I tell you today, friends, if you're bound, if you're hindered, if you're bound by the things of this world, the Lord God Almighty has a desire to shake you and, praise God, set you free. Oh, dear friends, when you look at this, you will see how that God's divine plan was instrumental in the lives of the disciples here in the early church. I want you to know something today, family of God. The Lord has a divine plan for you and I today, but it's hard, and the hardships and the woes of life are very heavy. The spiritual Sadducees of Satan is desiring to oppress you and to hinder you each and every day of your life. But praise be to God, we that know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior can say without a shadow of a doubt that there is something greater that is within us than he that is in the world. And I believe, dear friends, that the church of the living God was praying and seeking the counsel of the Holy Spirit. And we see here in Acts chapter 5 that the Lord, praise God, set them free. Oh, dear friends, the Lord has a desire to set you free today. If you're willing, the Lord God Almighty, praise His name, He is able. I want you to know something today. It's not God's desire that you leave here bound. It's not God's desire that you leave here oppressed. It's not God's desire that you leave depressed. But it is God's desire to lift you up and to fill you and to put a spring in your step and a song in your heart so that you can glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and this lost, dying, and needful world. Oh, we see that when these disciples were set free from the early church, what did they do? Did they go home and hide? Were they cowed down? No. The Bible says that they taught and they fulfilled the mission that God had for them. I declare to you today that the same Lord that gave them liberty is the same Lord that has a desire to liberate us. If we today are willing. You see, when you see these that are among those early church believers, when you see these that are there, we see how interactive the Lord is in their life. For the Bible says in verse 19 of Acts 5, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. What's he saying? He's saying, men, women, brethren, children, praise God, you got a ministry, you got a message, and it is God's desire that you proclaim and fulfill the will of God that he has for your life. Oh, it would have been easy for them to go run and go hide. That's what's wrong with many today. They've found a little opposition and they've ran and they've hide. You see, dear friends, we live in a day and time when people won't stand on the word anymore. We live in a day and time when people won't be steadfast and unmovable in the faith. They've allowed the society and the adversary to cow them down. I tell you today, on the authority of God's living, breathing in our word, this word will stand when all else fails. Oh, I tell you, that's what stirred the heart of those in the early church in the very midst of persecution. And it's the living, breathing in that word that stirs us and compels us and moves us and leads us and guides us in the direction that God would have us go. When I need refreshing, when I need refreshment, when I need lifted up, I can go to my prayer partner here, Brother Joey, and oh, God works through him in a tremendous way. God is able and he desires to provide, to bring provision to each and every heart and soul that knows him in a free pardon of sin. You see, dear friends, these men that have been taken in bondage, these men that have been cast into the common prison, they may have been a little depressed and somewhat oppressed, but the Lord God came in and he stirred by using the angel to bring to them a peace in their heart. And not only that, he gave them a boldness so that they could stand in the midst of hardship. You see, dear friends, you may be facing persecution. You may be facing hardship in your life. And you may not know sometimes where to turn. Well, if you surrender to the will of God and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you and to direct you, praise God, he'll make you a way. But you know what? These, like today, you must have a willing heart. You must have a desire. You see, these men that had been taken into captivity, those that had been thrown into prison, they didn't languish, they didn't linger, they didn't moan, and they didn't groan, because God knew their heart and what they needed and what the people needed as around them. I say that to say this: God knows what you need. God knows your life. God knows your condition. And he has a desire not only to meet your need, but praise God, exceed your need. So that you can be what? What God would have you to be. You see, dear friends, it's much more than just preaching, much more than just teaching, much more than just going through the motions. God has a plan. He has a divine purpose for us all, and it's God's plan, his desire to fulfill that purpose in our lives today. You might say, Brother Lynn, in prison. I feel incarcerated. I tell you today, dear friends, you're in the presence of the liberator. And praise God, he has a desire to set you free. Oh, when I looked at this, my heart was stirred, because you see, in this second persecution of the church, it seemed as though the early church was falling on hard times. You would think that it would oppress them to the point that they would feel like thrown in the towel. But praise be to God, 2,000 years has passed, and praise his glorious name, the church is still vital, and the church is still strong, because not of the building, not of the grounds, but praise God, we the faithful are the church. It was those who was willing, those who was not political pawns, those who were not succumbed to the will of man. It was those who walked to the beat of a different drummer that God used in a tremendous way. You say, Brother Lynn, what's the benefits of their walk? Praise God, we're the benefits of their walk. But the church growed and it thrived. And if the Lord tarries and don't come after His church, you know what the Lord's church is going to do? It's going to grow. It's going to thrive. And I thought about that a great deal when we were looking at this passage of Scripture. Thought about how bewildered the authorities was when they found out that the prison now was empty. I thought about how that they who were in denial of the power of God and made excuse after excuse on what could and might have happened. I tell you today, dear friends, many to them, a lot of people today, they were refusing to see the will and the might of God. My Lord can do all things, not just some things. Do all things. You say, Brother Lynn, I've been so oppressed. I've been so depressed. I've been so spiritually down. I ain't know where to turn. I tell you today, we serve the one who's not just willing, but praise God, He's able to take the yoke that is upon you and the fetters that are bounding you and set you, praise God, free. I desire that. Well, praise God, you can have it. It ain't something that you can hope to get. It's not something that you might get. Praise God, you can definitely receive it if you will look to Him in faith. But you see, dear friends, when I got saved, everything was not rosy and everything didn't fall into place. Because when I got saved and you got saved, the devil turned up the heat in your life and in my life. But praise His glorious goodness. We serve one who sticks closer than a brother, who never leaves us. Nor praise God forsakes us. You see those men that was oppressed and thrown in that prison. You might say, Brother Lynn, they were going alone, were they? No, dear friends, they weren't going alone. The Holy Spirit warmed them up and the Lord was in their presence. He was in their presence. Because you see, He didn't just meet their needs. Praise God, He exceeded their needs. And He gave them something that stirred them and compelled them and moved them to do something in their release. You know what they did? They preached, they teached, and they ministered in the face of opposition and hardship. Life's hard. Life's hard. How many times have we said this? It ain't the fact that the Lord needs old Lynn. It's the old Lynn needs the Lord. Why? Because life gets very hard. Life gets very crueling. And a lot of people says, well, I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to please him, and I need to please her, and I need to do all these things. No. You know what Peter said? When those disciples got released, they went about the way of ministry. Peter said, and Acts 5 and verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Oh, that blessed my heart. That stirred my soul. Because old Peter knew, as we know, that we serve the one and belong to the one who never leaves us nor forsakes us. You see, dear friends, whose company you're in today. That's why the Bible teaches us where there are two or three gathered in His name. What? He's in the midst. He's among us today. The one who can set you free. The one who can give you liberty. The one who can bless you and to help you and to lift you from that quagmire that you're finding yourselves in is among us today. I rejoiced and shouted and sung
when I heard and listened to this word, and the Holy Spirit spoke to our heart. And I thought much over these past few days and meditating and praying over this scripture. I thought about something that no doubt comforted these men that had been incarcerated. You remember in the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew 28, as Jesus was about to ascend and he gave that great commission, listen to these words from our Savior. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Oh, praise God. Those men that was incarcerated knew, come hell or high water, the Lord Jesus Christ will take care of us. Everything may be falling apart in your life today. Everything may be in shambles in your life today. You may feel spiritually bound. You may feel low. You may have came in this sanctuary this morning with your head held low and your legs just a-dragging. Want you to know something today, dear friend? When the Holy Spirit comes and rattles the things that's oppressing you and hindering you, and the spiritual doors of opportunity are sprung open wide, I tell you, my God will put strength in those legs. He'll put a shuffle in those feet and put, praise God, a new song in your mouth. I believe that when these were released, I believe that he was rejoicing and that he was praising and that he was giving glory to God. I tell you, friends, he's worthy to be praised. Because you see, we've all been in spiritual bondage. We've all been in spiritual trouble. We've all felt oppressed and depressed. We've all felt shaken and bound. But we today are here through and by the grace, might, and power of an almighty God that brought us liberty. It's sometimes easy for us to forget that. It's sometimes easy for us to get caught up in life. But I thought a lot these days of late about these disciples and these followers of Christ in the early church, because you see, that first persecution came in Acts 4, as Stephen came. But did it end there? No! No, it didn't. You go to Acts chapter 12, and you know what? You'll find old Peter. He would be impounded. He would be imprisoned. He would be held for the cause of Christ. But you know what God did for Peter? Was the same thing that he had done for the others. Praise his name, he set them free. What he did for me, he'll do for you. What he did for me, he'll do for you. What he gave unto me, he'll give to you. You say, well, Brother Lynn, what I've got is awful heavy. Well, we serve a big God. That's why the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 7 that we're to cast our cares upon him, because he cares for us. I tell you today, dear friends, he cares for you. There in Acts chapter number 12 and verse number 7, the Bible says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. Chains fell off from his hand. I tell you today, the chains that are hindering you, that are binding you, can fall free today. If we're just willing. Now, you might have came in here with spiritual shackles on. You might have came in here tied and bound and gagged. But today, dear friends, you can leave free. I once knew a boy that got saved, and he was so happy. He said he went outside in the grass, even looked greener. You turn your life over to Jesus Christ and allow the Lord to set you free and allow God to have His way in your life, and you will have a joy and a peace that goes beyond all understanding. And I tell you, praise His holy name, you'll see things differently. You see, don't allow life to live you. You live life. See, that was the difference. They didn't allow their circumstances to dictate who they were, what they were, and what they were going to do. They allowed God to transform them and to compel them and to move them. Praise God. Let us allow the Holy Spirit to move us. If God could take leaven, then bring Paul in and make 12 and shake this world to its very core, what could he do with a crowd this size? What could he do? My little mountain mind, my little country boy psyche can't even comprehend that, Joey. What can God do? I want you to know something. He can do all things. That's why that Romans 10:13 says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know who that whosoever is? It's us. We're the whosoever. You might say, well, I'm facing Pharisees, and I'm facing Sadducees, and I'm facing this, and I'm facing that. Listen, 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 listen. Don't believe all those lies from the pit of hell. Know that the one who was given all power has all power and is willing to exercise all power in your life and in my life. Praise God that the Lord makes a way. The Lord has made us a way today because He is the way. He's made us a way to joy and peace. He's made us a way for a new perspective. He's made us a way for vision. For the Bible teaches us without vision, what? People perish. I got vision today. You know what my vision is? I've talked to Brother Steve. I want to see people saved. I want to see lives changed for the glory of God. But I can't do it when I'm bound. I've had people to say, Brother Lynn, you got to help me. You got to help me. I said, well, brother, I'll pray for you. I'll do all I can, but it's all I do to keep Lynn straight. But the devil fights me just like he fights him, just like he fights him, just like he fights her. Every day. Every day. Every day. But you know something? I think about the psalmist. Psalms 121. Psalmist says, I lift my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from Oh, how that moves me. I thought about old Paul and Silas singing in the Philippian jail. I thought about these that was incarcerated. And I thought about all the things that went on in their life and in our life. And how that God, how that the Lord, how that the Holy Spirit is willing to touch and to bring to us peace in our heart. Hard for us to do anything if we don't have that peace. It's hard for me to help anybody, and it's hard for you to help anybody if you're just struggling. You say, well, Brother Lynn, if I turn my life over to the Lord, will everything be hunky-dory and be like the yellow brick road? No. The Bible tells us in Matthew 5:45 that it rains on the just, on the unjust. But praise be to God, when I walk with Him, He takes my hand. He's with me. You may have come in here without Him today, but you can leave with Him. You may a long time ago may have turned your back upon God, but I can tell you today on the authority of His Word, He's never turned His back on you. He's willing. That's how they were set free in Acts 5. You might say, well, it bewildered the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the religious leaders. Said, hey, yes, it did. Your transformation may bewilder your neighbor. But that might be an opportunity to witness to them about the love of Jesus Christ. You see, dear friends, how important that is. I was going to the hospital to visit somebody that was passing. And I was driving very, very fast. And I was trying to get there. And my wife said, well, we better slow down. I said, well, I will, but it's a matter of life and death. See how serious that is? It was important for those men to continue their preaching of the gospel. It was important for those men to continue the ministry because their message, their word from God may change a life forevermore. Your message, your word that God has placed in your heart may change a life. That's why that Paul said, I've planted, Apollos watered, but God give the increase. It ain't just Brother Keith. It just ain't Linda. It just ain't Joey. Praise God, it's all of us. It's all of us. All of us. All of us. I have people in my family that are out of God's will, don't you? I do. And I've told you it's on Wednesday night in our prayer meeting series on pondering about things that enhance a Christian life. I've told you that it's so much harder for me to witness to a backslider than it is a lost man. Because most times the backslider says, I know it all. But you see, dear friends, I might not can reach, but that might be somebody that you can reach. You may be the planter. I might be the waterer. But praise be to God, I know who gives the increase. That's the Lord. So the Lord makes a way. The Lord's made you a way. The Lord is the way. Question is today, friends, are we walking the way? Let's stand to our feet.